open. And there's nobody in there. And the bodies of saints came out of the tomb after Jesus' resurrection. The Bible says they go into the city and they appear before many. Can you just imagine that? The fellow whose funeral you attended last week, he's there in the city walking around. The fellow whose funeral you attended last month, he's there in Jerusalem, he's walking around. And the dear fellow who died last year, he's in the city walking around. What is going on here? What a weekend that must have been. I'm going out on a limb here by saying I think they're going to be talking about this one maybe for the rest of their lives. Something very significant happened that day. It was a very, very busy news day, and it was the very first Easter. The basis of those wondrous events is found in this storyline. Listen to how it goes. You heard it from the Gospel of John already this morning. This is Matthew's account of it. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene, the other Marys, went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone. He sat on it. We've read that already. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. And the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and with great joy. And they ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and he said, "Greetings." And they came up and they took hold of his feet and they worshiped him. And Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers. Go tell them to go to Galilee. There they'll see me." And for 2,000 years now, the Church of Jesus Christ has been celebrating this day. It wasn't until an event known as the Council of Nicaea, that's going back now to the 4th century, actually it was AD 325, that the Church decided when it was going to celebrate Easter. Prior to that time, there was no specific date. The Western Church, the Eastern Church had different dates that they celebrated Easter. Some did it on the Sunday closest to Passover. Others did it always on April the 14th, or Nisan 14. Since the Council of Nicaea, have you ever discovered how Easter falls on a different day every year? Have you ever discovered that? Have you ever wondered why? Well, today, from the days of the Council of Nicaea until today, we will always celebrate Easter on the first Sunday after the first full moon, after the spring equinox. And that will be Easter that year. And since then, the Church of Jesus Christ has been celebrating and remembering his resurrection. But regardless of when it is observed, Easter is always a special day for the believer, for the follower of Jesus Christ. It's a special day because of what it represents historically, because of what it represents biblically, because of what it represents spiritually, and because of what it represents personally. The events that unfolded on that special weekend some 2,000